I got a sliver. I got a sliver in my finger.
Go ahead and introduce.
Well, I just turned on my mic, by the way.
Okay.
The person who just turned on the mic was Jesse, since everyone else is just paused, speechless.
Wait. I got to do the intro song. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. This just in. No.
Next Frontier Entertainment. Starring. No,
I like when Jesse just introduces.
Fine.
He does a better job.
Whatever.
Cody, Allen, Jesse.
No, the whole. And this is Next Frontier Entertainment.
Oh, you want me to do like the? That. You want me to do the introduction?
Yeah, I like
doing
like
a
little
Sean Connery voice.
Because you get more.
This is Sean Connery introducing Next Frontier Entertainment.
Get your nose on the mic.
We have Al Cole and Jesse Meyer for Next Frontier Entertainment.
Not Cody Meyer.
I don't know. It sounds more like a porno Sean Connery.
Is there any other kind of Sean Connery?
Now that you think of it, no.
Yeah, there was badass Sean Connery in The Rock. He wasn't really porno-ish in that one.
He's a sex symbol for a decade, dude.
Yeah, that was when he was
an
Bond.
An entire decade.
More than a decade. More like a century.
Yeah. But anyway, so for Next Frontier Entertainment, we have...
Cody Meyer.
Al Cole.
And Jesse Meyer.
You all can call me Ace.
Let's not say we did for right now.
Nah, that's strictly for gaming reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When I game with all you people, you call me Ace.
Hit him up. Nightstalker1424.
He's going to get like two invites.
Friend requests.
To our like three listeners.
I'll pay you if you're my friend.
Oh, and
just kidding.
Just as a reminder, in Mankato GameStop at the Rain Tree Mall, remember... Be there for the midnight launch of Halo 4. We will be giving one lucky person on our Facebook, who likes us on Facebook, a copy of Halo 4 for free.
Hey, how many friends do we have now? Like our Facebook page.
How many friends we got now?
You can find us at Next Frontier Entertainment on Facebook.
So facebook.com/Next Frontier Entertainment.
Weird how that would work. Is that actually what it is?
Yes, it is. I know, because I paid for it.
You didn't pay for the Facebook one. Facebook was free.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Facebook is free.
I don't need your help.
Facebook is free.
I'm kidding.
Well, except for adders. Ads. So.
What's on the agenda tonight, Cody? You're the person in charge of the podcast.
What? Right? I just got the shit working.
You've always been in charge of the podcast.
Hey, I got a topic we can talk about. I got a topic.
Is it about you?
No, but I can make it about me.
No, it's not. If it's not about you, that'd be cool.
Okay. Let's talk about all the people who post like pictures of them flexing or whatever at the gym. It's just getting really annoying.
Like on Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook, yeah.
I've never once done that.
Yes.
Lies.
No real person does that.
No, I mean gone to the gym.
Somebody who's full of themselves does that. Oh, yeah, look at my muscles or whatever. Well, look at my fucking fat gut. That's what I think. Look at my fat gut. I'm going to put a picture of my fat belly on there and be like, yeah, hard day at the gym working on the abs with a beer in my hand.
Hard day on the couch in the living room.
I'll wear a belly shirt. I will, and I'll cut it. I'll cut a V-neck into it and everything.
Tie it behind his back.
Hey,
put little pigtails in.
I'd be like, no, I can't get pigtails in my hair.
Not yet.
No, but we do need to get you a headband.
A headband and just one wristband.
No.
Yes. Where'd the other one go? I lost it.
And I got to get a nasal strip, too.
Hardcore.
A nasal strip?
Yeah. Helps me breathe while I work out.
Yeah. All right.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Nose goes.
Gundam style.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Al and I just finally saw Gangnam Style.
It's actually called Gangnam Style.
Potato, potato.
You say potato, I say tomato.
It's the newest hot music video song.
I don't know what movie that's from.
It's on a movie.
I know it is.
Korean pop star. Psy.
Is that their band
he's
name?
Really funny.
Psy. Well, that's the artist name. I don't know if it's the band name or his...
No, he's a rapper.
He's a rapper?
He's a rapper.
Oh, I don't know.
He doesn't look like...
How do you apparently know more about this? You just saw it today.
Because I pay attention to the music, the genre, and that episode of Ellen that we watched.
So he's a rapper.
Yeah.
That didn't sound anything like rap.
The part that you don't understand didn't sound is
like
all rap.
It sounded like crap.
Wow.
Anyway, I can ignoring run. A pun from the 90s.
Yeah. Probably hey. The 80s even.
I hate hamster music, all right? I hate hamster music.
No understando.
I love I don't know, Kia. That's a
the gerbil mobile.
Are those gerbils or hamsters? I'm pretty sure they're hamsters.
I don't know. They are.
I think they're way too big. I mean, if they take up an entire seat in a Kia.
That, you want to know why? Is because
I think they're just enlarged hamsters.
It's kind of like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They found some radioactive material and they
I can
grew.
Never tell the difference. But that's because I don't know enough about
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Which, by the way, Michael Bay is producing the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
Who's that?
Michael Bay.
Who's that?
He's the guy who made the Transformers movies.
Yeah.
He's a director?
Producer. And they've changed it up. They're going to be aliens.
That's stupid. That takes away from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You can look it up. You can look it up.
Then how are they mutant?
Oh, because there's some radioactive material on a planet.
But he has the rights to it because it's apparently going to be so close, like the whole Avatar thing. Because the James Cameron got sued unsuccessfully by a group that made a different movie that was very, very similar.
Hey, Cody, you should sue.
I think it was called
yours.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Ooh, Pocahontas and Avatar, like exactly the goddamn same movie.
You know what I hated? I hated
the
Avatar.
Outline. I mean,
I thought Avatar was kind of a stupid movie.
The story of I thought it was a good movie visually.
It just drug on way too long.
So.
It was kind of dumb, I thought.
So visually, it's outstanding.
Yeah.
Story wise, we've seen it before.
Exactly.
That's probably what got me then.
But honestly, it is comparable to story wise to Pocahontas
or Fern Gully.
Fern Gully.
Fern Gully.
Peanut Gallery.
I've never seen Fern Gully. Oh my
God. It's almost the exact same premise.
You and Allison will have to watch it then.
So,
no,
okay.
I'm good.
So there's this guy
she'll watch it with you.
Down in the rainforest marking trees to get cut down. He gets shrunk, right?
Is this a cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, then I've seen it. I just didn't know it was called Fern Gully.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I know the movie now.
You know what?
I just didn't know that's what it was actually
that
called.
That bat in that movie reminds me of
I've seen a lot of
Petrie.
Movies, but
yeah,
I wouldn't know what movies there.
Petrie from Land,
yeah,
Land,
from
Before,
Land
Time.
Before Time.
That's because of the animation style is the same.
I loved Petrie.
So how the hell did we get on this?
Yeah, we went from
Gangnam style
to
Turtles to Michael Bay to Pocahontas and Avatar.
Hey, this is what
makes pretty good.
This is what makes our stuff so unique.
Speaking of which, I'm a Cancer.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm unique.
Did you guys quit watching TV?
I'm sorry. I don't watch TV.
It's Tom Hanks.
Turn the TV off.
What's he in?
I don't know. Cody turned
Big?
It off.
I don't know.
Dude, that is a great movie.
What movie?
Oh, my God. Big?
Big?
Oh, yeah. Big with Tom Hanks in it.
He's the same age in every movie, though.
Tom Hanks.
He doesn't age. I swear to God, he doesn't.
He hit 24, and he stayed 24 until he was 44.
Well, no.
And then he stayed 44.
He's just kind of
getting
a moment
chubbier. I think
in
it's
the face.
Second.
I think he's getting chubbier in the face.
Shoot, what's the
do,
the book ones.
Angels and Demons.
Yeah, Angels and Demons.
You know what? I have not seen the Da Vinci Code or that, and I want to watch them in order.
I think it's Angels and Demons where he's got, like, long hair.
No.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think in one of those movies he has like longer hair.
Yeah.
Hey, do you
and
have
he
the
looks
Da Vinci Code?
Old.
Yeah.
I don't think I have it on DVD, but I have it in a second
Blu-ray.
I don't know which one it is.
Either way, can I watch it?
No, I do have it on DVD.
You still have to watch the rest of Red vs. Blue.
Yeah.
I do. Oh my. Okay. The only thing I have against Red vs. Blue is the first, like...
Al doesn't have an attention span for them.
I know, but that...
Sometimes it just gets way too boring.
See, that's why... You
I
gotta watch them on YouTube.
I fell asleep.
You gotta watch them on YouTube in the 4-minute chunks. In the DVDs, it's one long.
Yeah, I
was hour
watching.
And a half.
I was watching season
so
one, and he fell
like
asleep.
4 minutes.
Each episode is like 4 minutes.
This, oh my
it's
god!
Exactly
dude,
what we're
like,
gonna do.
I was like 20 some minutes into it, and then I fell asleep.
Yeah.
In other words,
so you were
what
on
you
episode
should do
like six.
Is just like pull them up on your smartphone.
Don't
have
one.
Pull them
or
up on
your laptop,
iPod.
Don't have a laptop
on your iPod.
I can here at home.
Yeah, when you're here at home, pull them up on there when you're
I
taking a poop.
I have better things to do at home.
No,
when
you're
taking,
a,
poop,
it's perfect.
4 minutes. That's about how long it takes to take a poop.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, well, maybe 10. So
if I'm rushing, if I'm rushing it, 5.
Okay, see? So, you
so
could,
then you have plenty
you
of time.
You can get 2 episodes in.
And you can even
no,
watch
dude,
it in
I can
HD.
Get, I can get like 8 episodes in.
Okay, well, by the time
you
you're done with
really
those
long shifts.
Hey, I enjoy myself while I'm in
sometimes
there.
Sometimes I'm in there for a half hour, I'd say.
Exactly.
Just depends. It just depends on like
anyway.
What I'm watch or what I'm watching.
That sounded wrong.
What I have
okay.
in there
hey.
To
hey.
To play
hey.
With.
Hey, everybody. Seriously,
either way,
though,
it's just gonna sound bad.
Seriously, everybody, be quiet for just a second. I gotta change hands. That's better.
Oh my god.
Is that better?
No.
Does it feel like somebody else is doing it?
Well, I gotta make it fall asleep first.
What?
You gotta sit on your hand and make it fall asleep.
No, just turn it around.
You're way more experimental. You are way more experimental than I am.
Wait, what?
Anywho, so I got a new game.
What'd you get?
Borderlands 2.
Yeah. I got a new game too, actually. I wanna
actually,
I really want to talk about that. Now that you brought that
the
up.
The arcade one?
Yeah, that
okay,
arcade
you can
game
go
is
first.
Absolutely fantastic.
Tell me about it.
Worms 2 Armageddon. Fantastic.
Oh, you just got that?
I just got that
That's
one.
That's been out for a while.
I know it's been out for
I've
a while,
that
but
for
I just got it.
Time.
I just got that one. I had the first Worms.
No, that ninja one that you were talking about.
Yeah, Mark of the Ninja.
Okay, yeah, that one.
Freaking fantastic. So, it's...
What's the premise there?
So, you're a ninja.
Well, I kind of got that.
And you have to,
Wait a minute.
Slow
There's
your
only
roll.
One kind of ninja, not like 7-Eleven or a ninja.
There's a ninja?
No.
No, you're saying Indians. There isn't. So now you're a ninja.
It sounded like you were gonna ask what kind of ninja.
Right.
I was gonna ask what kind of ninja. Are you like
what other
a black
kind of
ninja?
Are
stealth,
there?
Hey, what about the ninjas in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Like that kind of ninja?
Those are all ninjas.
No, those were retarded ninjas.
Really
they got those little eye goggle things on. They would kind of look
that's
like
that's the Foot Clan. That's a clan, not ninjas.
Exactly, but they fought like ninjas.
Just because they know kung fu doesn't mean they're ninjas.
Ninjas are like ninjas
fu.
Really are.
Or the Adventures of the Old Kung Fu.
Anyway, Mark of the
you
Ninja.
You watch way too much TV. That's the safest thing to do in my hood. You know what movie that's from?
No.
Name that movie.
Mighty
Ducks 3. What, niggas?
Anyway, back to this
Did
decade.
He really used the N-word on our podcast.
He's the only one that swore so far also.
No, I think I swore once.
Did you say fuck?
Yeah, I did, actually.
I just did, too. Anyway.
But
back
no, hey,
to
we
Mark
all got that out of the way. We all popped our... Oh, my God. Have you heard the four-letter song?
No,
sorry.
No. We're done.
Okay.
We're done with you. Go to your ninja,
Can
please.
I talk about Mark of the Ninja since this is a video game podcast?
Yep, go ahead.
My thing blew, went red because I was too loud. Oh, wow. You made me
speak
too loud.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Haha, listeners.
Don't Hulk out on me.
I did that again, too. Anyway.
Still my favorite podcast. All or only one, too, but still.
Mark of the Ninja. You play a ninja and you're trying to infiltrate a place. I don't really understand it, but it's awesome. Because you can stealth kill, you can actively kill. You have to basically get through stuff stealthily, and you get rewards certain ways that you play it. Like Cody, you would play more like the nightmare version.
Stealthy.
No. Scare the shit out of people with dead bodies.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
How does he know me so well?
Yeah, whereas I would just go through without killing anybody and just make it through.
And I would be like,
I'd run and
holy
hack.
Holy fuck, I'm not a ninja, here I am!
I'd run and hack.
Hack a slash.
Instead of running and gun, I'd run and hack.
Ooh,
karate chop.
Which reminds me, Al, there is a game that you should get then, if you like hack and slash.
He does like hack and slash.
Slash 2D and or hack. 3D.
What?
2D or 3D. In other words, side-scrolling or adventure. Hack and slash.
He still's lost.
I don't understand. My eyes are glazed.
Okay, I will lend you my GTA 4.
You would?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto?
4.
He's played that.
I love Grand Theft Auto, only on PlayStation.
Yeah, I'll lend you Grand Theft Auto 4.
You haven't played
it
on Xbox?
No.
Oh, damn, he's missing out on the new shit.
I'll lend you
Even
that.
It's not really that new.
Yeah, but
I
still.
Love Grand Theft Auto.
The newest one is what?
It was 2 years ago.
San Andreas? Is that the newest?
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 4.
4
Cody.
Was the newest one.
Are you sure?
I watched my cousin's boyfriend play it.
Yeah. 4 is the newest one. It just came out a couple years ago.
I'm going to look that up now.
Okay.
You look
so,
it up because Jesse's right, because I know.
So Al and I will have a conversation about.
Hey, I'm still here.
Four letter word song? What?
You've never heard the four letter word song?
No.
Okay, Cody's going to have to play it, and it's going to have to be into the microphone. But anyways, this guy, he sings a four-letter word song.
And then I found $5. That's a great story.
No, but no, seriously, it's pretty much full of just the four-letter words. He doesn't spell out the whole thing, but you know what word he's saying. He just says the first letter.
Okay.
You're looking at it's, me. But it, no, okay, like he'll say, like he'll be like shit. But instead of saying shit, he ends up saying like suck.
Okay.
But you know it's...
So it's leading... It's a misleading thing.
It's, yeah, it's kind of a misleading thing. You gotta listen. Haha, Cody, you suck.
Wambo.
I was wrong. 4 is the newest.
Oh my god, Cody's Wambo. Wrong for once?
Well, I just... It's... They have so fucking many of them. You know, like they had Vice City and San Andreas and Liberty City and Vice City.
But isn't 4 the only one for Xbox?
No, because San Andreas was for... I think since 3 they've been for Xbox. Yeah. Since
360?
3 has been for Xbox. Oh, for 360?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Exactly.
That's the first one for 360.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I remember San Andreas and stuff for Xbox.
Exactly.
Yeah, but see, we don't because we didn't have original Xboxes.
You guys had sad lives.
Well, you can play the original Xbox games in the Xbox 360 games.
Some of them, not all of them.
Not all.
Like, you have to, like, download shit for
Halo,
them.
You can.
Yeah, but you don't need to now because Halo of Halo Anniversary.
Yeah, well, that too. Well, what about Halo 2, though?
Halo 2 just not online because they cut that out
in really?
2008.
It's not online, but you could. What if you still want to play single player to get the storyline?
Then you read the book.
Do me and Al look like somebody who reads?
You, yes. I know for
Does
fact you
Al
read.
Look like someone who
Jesse,
reads?
Jesse?
I know
Jesse.
Al has read.
I can count on half a hand how many books I've read in my lifetime.
On half,
and
a,
I'm
hand?
20, half a hand?
And so
I'm
22
read,
years old.
So
read two and a
two
half,
and
books?
Half books?
No, I've read 2 books.
And a half. Probably a half.
Like I said, I count on half a hand. That doesn't mean it's 2.5.
Well, he's counting fingers, not thumbs.
And school does not count because I
so
didn't
anyways,
read those books.
Borderlands 2.
Gay.
It looks awesome.
I love it.
It looks good, but when
I
played
it,
it was stupid.
You didn't even play it.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't even touch the controller. Well, yeah, you touched it, but that was about it.
Yeah, I went around shops and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
not playing.
It just didn't even look
literally
fun.
It was like a minute that he played. And he
yeah,
like,
and I put it down
okay,
because...
I'm gonna go.
Well, because it's not a traditional shooter.
No, it's...
It's an RPG shooter.
Yes.
So
which
that's
is why
not
I love
really
it.
Your style, Al.
Yeah.
And he wasn't playing with anyone. You have to play with someone. Because if you play with by yourself, it's just kind of lame. It's one of those games that you have to play co-op. You guys are...
Is that
gross.
Hey, hey, you know, there's a lot of things that are better
oh,
co-op than
of which,
individual.
There's some awesome... hang on, my head itches.
Hey, are we recording?
Some really awesome.
Yeah,
it's
recording.
Like it.
Yeah,
Easter
it's recording. Trust me.
We've
that been recording
that,
for
on Achievement Hunter.
18 minutes now. What on achievements for what?
Achievement Hunter.
Yeah,
there's
I know
some really good Easter eggs that they showed.
On what?
In Borderlands 2, there's Minecraft ones, and there's a double rainbow.
That's
and
fucking sweet.
And it's actually an achievement. What does it mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that.
It's like, whoa, man.
That's a
double
full
rainbow.
Hey, that reminds
all
me.
The way.
Hey, guys, that reminds me.
Whoa.
One of these days, I need to finish my house on Minecraft.
Yeah, we.
So
we
I can burn it down.
Yeah, then Cody can burn it down.
We should just have an all-out war. The three
on
of us.
On a different map, though. We should have
no,
like.
No, in Al's house.
No, no.
In Al's house.
In Al's house.
Yeah. I'm going to get all buckets of lava and just burn us all.
Yeah.
Fill his whole house with. Oh, we should fill that house with lava.
That would look pretty badass. We'll do that when we're done. Don't worry, Al. We won't save it afterwards. We'll save
just
it.
Just floor
okay.
to ceiling.
No, I kind of really don't care because
lava.
I think I'm going to make a separate one and like destroy everything, you know, like strip mine the whole map.
You know how long it took us to freaking three of us to strip mine?
Hey, I got time.
Looks like I'm going to be playing Minecraft.
How about the new DLC for Battlefield 2, 3? Sorry.
Battlefield 3. Armored Kill?
Armored Kill.
Sick.
I love the big maps.
I like it.
The ridiculous.
I kind of wish they had one more, though. I wish they had 5 maps instead of 4. I don't
yeah.
know why, but 5 just yeah. would have seemed better.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I really wish I could get in that gunship,
though.
Yeah, that's true.
I really wish I could use the gunship once. I have not been able to use it.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to get into that thing.
Yep, but it's a blast. It's awesome.
It is. It is
how do
fun.
You, how do you get in it all the time?
I am lucky as shit.
Yeah.
You are. All I can do is paratroop out of or yeah, paradrop or
yeah,
whatever.
Paradrop.
Well,
out of it.
Next time, tell me when you want it, if I'm in it, and then I'll get
and
out.
I love so the artillery.
Yeah, you I know love that mobile it. Artillery. I love the four-wheelers.
You get
those
so much
quad
air.
Bikes. Jesus. Yeah. Oh, those are so much fun. Launched
you have
off
to be
of a hill onto the second floor of a building.
I think it, yeah. takes, it, I think it takes more teamwork on the armored kill than it does on any of the
oh,
other
yeah,
ones.
It takes fucking forever, though, to get anywhere. If there's
yeah.
not a vehicle,
but you have
you
to.
Basically just sit there or kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You can't individually
you
take points
walk.
Either. I
well,
mean,
you
can,
you
but
can.
It's pretty hard.
It takes a long time to go
it
from point
It just takes
a
long
to
time
B
to get
no,
point
but I, well,
any point.
Like, say
by the time
on,
you get there.
Like that one we were playing last night, you know, we kept going from C to D. We were there the entire time, C to D.
That's
but
those
took,
two were kind of close to
but
each
it
other,
took,
so we
but
just
it took,
kept going back
It took
and
all
forth.
Three of us, though, to keep just those 2 points.
Yeah.
Now, say, like, if I was there by myself, I
but
couldn't
But it depends who
I couldn't
you're playing against, though, there.
That was a good team, though.
Because sometimes it depends on what the people are, you know, doing. Because sometimes I've played matches where the people don't care, and I can just go around and take any point I want.
Yeah.
I'd love those, because then you get so many points.
I hate those ones, because it's no fun.
Well, that, too.
Yeah.
That or you hold the points the entire time. That I hate that when you hold points the entire time because then you have to go try and find people to kill.
I like it when like all the points are taken, but we're all just fighting for 1 point.
Yeah, like,
that
is
pretty
fun.
Funny.
Like every there's a choke point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
which I think that'd like, be more fun if they had like a game. Well,
which is,
I guess
which
I guess
is
Rush
why
is kind of more like that.
Which is why I love and hate Operation Metro.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
That's
I love
that
it
way,
because
choke
there's
point.
The choke point at B.
Yep.
But I hate it when it gets so one-sided that all
there's
the points
nothing
are taken
you can
by
do.
One team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like, can't even sneak by and like, back them off a bit.
Yeah. You can, but it's really, really hard.
I don't think they have Rush for the new maps, do they?
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Are you sure?
I think
that was
do.
Specifically built for Conquest.
There's it's
We'll have to check that
no,
out.
No, there isn't. No, but there's the vehicles only stuff where basically you have to get into a tank in order to survive. Like you, there's only
oh, yeah,
one
it's like
point
armored,
in the, there's one point
armored
in the middle.
Armored assault, isn't that
yeah,
what it's called?
Yeah, something like that. There's only one point
it's
in the
game
middle.
Game type, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just tank versus, yeah,
tank.
We should try that.
Tank versus tank, basically.
We should try that next
That'd
time around there.
So yeah, like if you get
then
out
it'd be
down.
Three tanks against one tank,
yeah.
basically, if we all teamed up, which would be awesome.
It would be.
Because we would
be.
Just dominate.
I really need to start learning how
Domination.
To fly.
Which reminds me, we've got to do an Al Adventure soon.
Hey,
and you
so,
get to play
Ace Combat.
Yeah, we need to do another
yeah,
Al Adventure.
Hey, I downloaded the demo for that.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah?
My, I was so angry, I just quit. Right in the middle of it. I was playing the demo when I quit.
Yeah.
You know how bad that is?
Yeah.
That is
bad.
Terrible. I was yelling at the TV. Allison comes walking out and goes, "What are you doing?" And I go, "I'm trying to play a stupid demo."
I got the demo
which,
for
which,
Saw 2.
Which Ace Combat was that, though?
The Ace Combat, I think it's the newest one.
Assault Horizon?
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to play that one first. You're going to play
God.
The other one,
oh, thank God.
Which is easier. The controls are easier, and it's...
How can it get any easier than that one?
Trust me, that one's harder.
I only press, like, 3 buttons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what, I only have to press 1?
Yep. No, the other one is just analog sticks and A.
It's
that sounds
like
really
what I was
dumb.
Pressing, I think.
No, no, this other one was one analog stick. It's,
oh, yeah, hey,
like
you
want to
do another stupid game?
Battlefield
Far Cry.
3. It controls like that, but in the other one, the right analog stick controls roll, while
oh, yeah.
the left analog stick controls pitch.
Yeah.
So it's much more acrobat-y.
Acrobat-y?
Yeah, like you
it
can,
was.
You can perform much greater acrobatic
huh.
movements, and it's... It,
I like to
dogfighting
like
is a lot more
I like
fun.
To, you know,
the
put
one
my
I, the one
my
I
boost
have.
On, and then all of a sudden stop and go like this, and flip over upside down and go like this, you know, behind the guy.
Yeah, because people chased. Can see this on the podcast.
You know what he's indicating about. Is a front flip.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Or a back flip.
It'd be a back flip.
Well, he's going front over back. It's front.
No,
no, that's a back flip.
Front flip would be like going
I
down.
I realize I'm
first.
Wrong, and I'm trying to argue simply because I know I'm wrong. Like
You're
someone
wrong,
else
Jesse.
I know.
You're wrong. That was terrible.
The dicker gerb.
Yeah.
I'm going to call this an early night, though, guys. I am getting really tired already.
We got 3 minutes left out of our podcast.
No, yeah, we should probably do five more.
No, cause then just we'll be three, because it'll be 9:30.
Then we'll be at a half hour.
Okay.
We don't have to have long podcasts.
No, yeah, but by the time I edit it, it'll be down to like 20.
Yeah, Jesse, it'll be down to like 20.
By the time I take his N-word out and stuff like that.
Why do you have to take that stuff out? This is a podcast.
He just has to bleep it.
Yeah. Because that one could seriously get us, like, people to kill us.
People could, yeah, they could lynch us.
Literally.
I'll tell you where I live.
No, because I live there too.
276 West Humphrey Street.
Between the two oaks.
Between the two oaks.
It's the big red brick building.
Now, if someone dies 2 weeks from now or something.
Because we gave a, because we gave a we city gave, and a state, right?
It's probably going to be that homeless
who
guy
knows,
down the river.
Who knows? Maybe that's something.
Hey, it's probably going to be that homeless guy down the riverfront. That picks up all the cans.
Dude, right. He was on our street the other day.
Was he?
Yeah.
He picked up the pop cans out front?
Yeah. He was going through the garbages on Wednesday.
Was he?
Yeah. Wait. That was a while ago, actually.
I was going to say, wait, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. But so anyways.
he'll be back. Be back right. Tomorrow.
I'm gonna be turning my mic off. I'm about to fall
asleep.
Are
you that tired?
Yeah. It just like hit me like.
Dude, we seriously have like 4 minutes. Crap. Just talk for 4 minutes.
Do you need
minutes.
To do? Do you need to do?
No.
Do I need
you
to
need
do you?
This game?
I don't need to do.
I'll do you.
Don't do me. Do not, under any circumstance, do me.
So, any new news? Any new news? New news. New news.
Sounds like
sorry.
That's like a pacifier, ain't it? A new new?
A new new. A nook?
Oh, hey.
Anyways,
hey.
Any new news on Halo 4?
Yeah.
That you can...
There's been some developments. There's a video you can watch on Xbox Live. It should be in the main dashboard about the Covenant weapons. And it is just a short 2 or 3 minute video. It's pretty cool.
Is it?
It's the same weapons from Halo 3, and they've upgraded, and they look fantastic.
So
they act and behave just like the weapons in Halo 3. Which is exactly, according to the timeline, exactly what they're supposed to be like. But they're upgraded visually just like from Halo 2 and ODST to 3.
Okay.
And Reach, you know, because in Halo Reach, the DMR is supposed to be the predecessor to the battle rifle. But it looks newer and is sharper simply because it's better graphics.
So are they bringing the battle rifle back
battle
with
rifle
the three-shot burst?
Back. Battle rifle
yes,
is back.
Yes, because I'm sick of the single shot.
No, so I got a question.
What's up?
Do you think they are releasing too much information on Halo 4 that you're kind of going to
no.
be like...
No, because you want to know what? They
or
are
not
releasing
enough.
This information
no, they're doing
so that
it
everybody
perfect.
Buys it.
They're doing it perfect.
I think they're going to make tons and tons of money
because
out of this.
Because I'm getting the feeling that I've seen... I shouldn't say too much, but...
You got to remember...
Like, there's almost a lot out.
You got to remember, these guys from 343 are the same guys who were doing it in Bungie in 2001. So they've been doing it for... 11 years now.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They're doing it right.
Okay.
Because it's not just the Halo 4 stuff they're releasing, but they've also got a short live action film
that's
I've coming
seen,
out side
yeah,
by side with
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. I love that.
They're releasing information about that stuff. They're releasing information about the Halo universe because there's books that are being written.
Yep.
It's not simply Halo 4. It's just Halo universe stuff that's coming out that they're releasing
okay,
also.
So maybe that's why I feel like I'm getting overwhelmed by Halo
that's
stuff.
That's why. It's because there's so much out there about it that was already there and is just now coming to the surface because everybody's like, oh my god, Halo 4
yeah, because
is
before, like, you know, if I saw anything related to Halo 4 when they first, like, announced Halo 4, I was like, okay, anything I see, I'm going to watch. And now it seems like I, like, every time on, you know, when I'm just getting into Xbox, there might be a new Halo something.
You're hesitant to watch it?
Yeah, because I'm like,
is this spoilerish?
Yeah.
But all the videos and all of that stuff is non-campaign. The only campaign stuff that we saw was released at E3.
Okay.
The other stuff is all matchmaking. Like, all of the use of the Covenant weapons was the Spartans holding it, using it on other Spartans in matchmaking.
Okay.
It was not Spartan against... Because,
yeah, I don't want to get, you know, spoiled by watching something. You know, I want it to be a surprise. It's part of the $60 that I spend, you know, when I buy a game.
$60, right? You didn't buy the limited
edition?
Well,
you know what I mean. But with any game, you know, when I buy it, you know, I want to know enough about it, but
yep.
I don't want to know
yep. and actually,
too
that's,
much
that's
about
where
it.
The game industry actually, I think, definitely has an edge over the movie industry because the game producers are the same people who make the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of where in the movies, the same person doesn't make the movie and the trailer. It's a third party that makes the trailer.
That makes the trailer.
So a big plot... A big point in the plot could be spoiled in a trailer.
I can remember a countless movies where I've seen the trailer and I was like, that looks like a really good movie. And you go watch it and it's nothing like what the trailer was going to be.
The trailer shows all the good parts.
It's not always a good or a bad thing, but then, there's also those where you get the trailers that show
all the good parts.
Just the good parts. Yeah. Like, especially with comedies sometimes.
Yeah. And I use this reference now because it got brought up in a Rooster Teeth podcast. The biggest movie that got spoiled is Terminator 2. Because in the trailer, right away, you know that he's the good guy. But if you watch the movie thinking that he's the bad guy and get revealed half an hour into it that he is the good guy, it blows your mind.
Yeah,
if you watch it from that perspective, it's mind-blowing.
Wait, which one's that one?
The second one, Terminator.
The famous one. The one that's on TV all the time.
Okay, yeah.
The
because
one with the
Capri
Sun guy.
The Capri Sun guy.
Yeah.
I never got to see the trailer for it. So when I was watching it, I thought he was a bad guy right away because I thought he was hunting the kid. I thought he was hunting and just trying to find the kid and kill him. Yep. I was like, well, what the hell? See, and then you find out that he's the good guy.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's perfect.
But that's what they wanted. Yeah. But in the trailer, it spoiled it.
Yeah.
Because they showed too much of the end, probably.
Yep. And it's just because it's a third party that they have to... The third party tries to get people to go to the movie.
Yeah.
That's their goal, whereas the person telling the movie wants a big twist.
Yep.
And wants you to be like, oh my god, that was so great, the twist was perfect.
But that's why whenever
it doesn't cross over very well.
Whenever I watch like a Stephen King movie, you know that nothing the trailer's about is going to be about the movie.
Yeah.
Because his books are so effed up. But anyways, but yeah, that's what I was talking about, you know, with the Halo 4.
Yeah, they're
just
doing
seemed
it
like there was a lot.
It seems like
information for me.
They're not going to tell you
but,
shit.
You know,
they are very good at keeping secrets. You got to remember, this is Microsoft still.
Yep.
They're very good at keeping secrets. Whereas Apple,
yeah. And the last iPhone 5, I think
everybody knows what Apple's doing all the time.
Everything they showed with the new iPhone 5 was what everyone had rumored. So
yeah,
there wasn't really any surprise with that. But we're not going to go touch on that because nobody likes Apple too much.
Anyway, I've got to get going, guys.
Yeah.
This
is Next Frontier Entertainment.
Signing off.
Three Broke Gamers.
Remember to visit us at nextfrontierentertainment.com. You can also look
us
up
Facebook.
At facebook.com/nextfrontierentertainment. And if you happen to be at the midnight launch at GameStop in Mankato, Minnesota, you might be a lucky winner of a free Halo 4. Just remember to like us on Facebook before.
Make sure you like us.
Because we will be drawing out of a hat. We will be randomly selecting one of our likers. Is that what they are
likers,
called, really?
Likers, one of our
subscribers.
One of our subscribers.
Facebook.
Yeah, we'll go with subscribers.
And they will be winning a free Halo 4, a standard copy, because we're not technically a company and can't afford a limited edition.
Get to our Facebook page and like me. Just
yeah.
Me, though.
Yeah, just like Al.
Ace.
Even though we want you to go to our Facebook, please stop by our nextfrontierentertainment.com. We have videos and more. We also have a YouTube channel. YouTube channel is youtube.com. Is it / nextfrontierentertainment?
I think it's just NF.
It's not NFE. I know
it's not.
We can't afford
that. Just go to our website.
Nextfrontierentertainment.com or facebook.com/nextfrontierentertainment. This has been a Three Broke Gamers podcast, signing out.
See ya.
Bye.